Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Hello and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida and I'm joined today in the studio with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hello, everybody.
And Wild and Out's very own Elgin David.
In the building. What's up, everybody?
And we're here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, where we do a couple shows a week. You can hear us Mondays and Tuesday nights live on Facebook, live on Dougie Almeida. Befriend me. Just don't be a hot chick with three names that lives in the same city I live.
With only two pictures,
right?
And English is, and they're broken English. That's the funniest thing.
Every day,
I got one today and said, "How was what's use things for you?"
Yeah,
and they go, "Okay, so, sir, let me ask you, what country are you calling me? Are you texting me from?"
Yeah,
and the chick was gorgeous. She says, "What do you mean by this, sir?" I said, "Do you speak English?" She said, "Of course." I said, "Not according to your first sentence."
Yeah,
what are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, does your penis go to the left or right? Yeah. Right. Oop, you tricked me.
Right.
Yeah, did not. So,
what do they want with us? What do they want?
We're on the Facebook Live audience, and of course, those of you who subscribe on Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at Podbean, go to podbean.com, pull us up. We're free. Subscribe to us there, or you can also hear us on iTunes, Google, whatever fetches us. But basically, on Mondays, Ciro's here yesterday. We had a fun show.
Yeah.
The Bergerac?
Yeah, you know, we talked about was, remember, like, think about this. Like, how many people. Like, has anybody, or have you ever asked, try to put somebody in the figure for a leg lock?
Just a couple of broads.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a lip lock, do you say? What do you say?
No, the figure four,
the
leg lock.
The figure four leg lock, you know?
It's a classic wrestling move.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a Jew. We don't have nothing to do with that stuff.
Yeah, and you got short legs. It's kind of hard.
No, we own the wrestlers. We own the wrestlers.
I can't do a figure four. I can only do a 2 1/4.
No, we own the wrestlers.
All right. So we talked about that yesterday. And then on Tuesday, Elgin David and Peter Leonard joined me here in the studios. Of course, same subject. We're going to talk about opening the show. Like today, like, you know, let me start the show with this. I can't help it.
No.
But I'm pissed.
At?
It's tax season.
Oh.
You know, it's tax season.
Yep.
And, I know how to monitor things. I'm a financial advisor, so I know how to keep things. But I received a 1099 from my old firm I used to work with. To make a long story short, those of you who know me, I left there after being an 8-year contract. Client dispute, it was messed up. They screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ended. And they wanted me to pay back a part of my bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I'm not going to pay all that back. And then we agreed to a lower amount. And
you finished paying that off.
I just finished paying it off,
right.
Which is great. Now that's 30, 40 grand I can save a year now.
So instead of 1099?
I got a 1099 for $30,000.
But for what?
Basically for the reduced amount that whatever.
But you didn't, you gave it back. How could you get $10.99 for it?
No.
What?
I got paid it.
Right.
And they wanted a certain amount back.
But that was, didn't
and they agreed to a reduced amount, so that amount there.
No, I understood that, but wasn't that payment prior to 2016?
It was in 2000. It was paying it off. It was finalized in 2016.
No. When they first gave you the bonus.
Well, they can't 1099 me in 2008. What's the difference?
No, but what I'm saying is if they bonused you 4 years ago, now all of a sudden they're sending you a 1099.
They can
for that
do it.
Year,
it's legal. Can. It's very,
oh,
yes.
Okay. So I'm asking. I didn't know.
Yeah. There's so,
how
if
is
you
that
ever,
possible?
If you ever had a modification on a mortgage where they reduced, some people got their principal reduced on the modification, you got a 1099 on that. You had to pay income tax. If they reduced your mortgage by $50,000 to help save you on the house, guess what? You got to pay the fucking piper. Every yin has a yang. You know, for every good, there's a bad. Well, there's your bad, and here's my bad, $30,000.
Up there, it's an up, there's a down.
And all that means is now I got to come up with another $7,000.
$7,000,
you know, that, oh, where's that? You know, hey, I got it under here in my little change drawer, my change drawer. You got any enough in your change drawer we talked about last week?
No.
$7,000.
I could lend you $7.
Yeah? All right. So I got somebody talked about doing one of these GoFundMe things.
Yeah.
Like me coming out and lashing out at the old firm saying, those bastards, those big banks, Wall Street, those son of a bitches. You know, help me pay them off.
Yeah. You know, you should do, go down to Key West, put a sign back, go fuck me, and see if you can raise some money.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's,
sure.
That has no relation to my story, but the fact that you wanted to bring home
money.
The fact that you wanted to get,
trying to get you raising money.
Being banged from behind,
no, I want you,
wanted to bring that in.
Listen, first of all, you could pay them, you know, a payment plan. You know.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll have the money in 30 days either way.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pimping out Elgin. Yeah.
Hold on, Magic 8 Ball. Is Dougie pimping me out?
Is Dougie pimping out Elgin? He's taking advantage of Elgin.
Most likely.
All right.
That's funny. Show the audience.
Well,
show
if I Facebook. All right, audience. I'm going to turn it, and then it's going to move because bad.
Yeah, it's not going to have the same response.
Most likely, you guys.
So, you know.
Grease up.
You know, it's like one of those things where you're having a good day, and then you open this envelope and realize, what, you know what I mean?
That's terrible.
That's the, I mean, and I got to sit here. It's like, okay, it's almost like that, being bent over and being nailed in the keister, because there's nothing you can do about it. Even my accountant's looking at me like, yep, what are you going to do?
You know what we call it nowadays? It's called taking an L.
Yeah.
You're taking a major L. When something goes wrong, they'd be like, ah, I just took an L.
Just took an L.
Yeah. It's like
L means what?
Like a loss.
A loss.
You know what I mean? Like a W is a win.
Now, I don't know if I'm believing any of this shit now. It seems too simple.
I swear to God, that's what it's called. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. That's
there's some new sayings out there that you kids
Yeah,
say
that's what I'm saying.
There's some new stuff going on. And I forgot this word that they were talking about.
Well, he talked about going savage.
Oh, it's so
going,
oh,
being
savage.
Going savage.
Yeah.
That's savage.
Well, today's word of the day is L, guys. Whenever you take a loss or something goes wrong in your day, your car breaks down, you get whatever, it's like, damn, I just took a major L today.
Just took an L.
Yeah, that's a big L, $7,000 L.
That would be like a leak. Take a leak.
$7,000 L. Take a leak?
Take an L. Somebody said, I'm going to take an L.
That's a millennial talk there from Elgin David. Well, I took an L today.
Big L.
And I almost went savage.
You almost did.
You know what I mean? Mm. So... it was just one of those moments where you're like, this, you know, what am I going to do? So now I may even have to make IRA contributions and all that stuff. And it's the only thing you can do. And then the other thing is, you know, you guys, we talked a little bit about the show, but we had a my birthday, 50th birthday party comedy show planned for the Funky Buddha.
Which was
on April 15th on Saturday. We were
going to
have a show at 7 and everybody's going to come out. And then, 8 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock would be a roast. All the comics would then come back and roast me after the show and everything.
And they figured out you couldn't fit in the oven there, so they couldn't roast you.
Yeah.
So they're building a big barbecue pit. It'll be ready by the following week.
Yeah, and they'll have a
thank you.
And they'll have a booster seat for Peter when he gets there. So
I don't care.
So that these guys tell me that it was double booked.
This is double booked.
It's double booked.
Because they thought it was two of you.
Yeah. Hey, you're getting ready for this roast, aren't
he's
you?
Yeah,
dude,
killing.
You
got
to hear what I got, man.
All right.
You
got to
hear my
Peter's going to have a certain allotted time that he's going to want to go over. I'm not done yet.
No, be dragging me off of the fucking chain.
Hook.
So now, the person says, okay, it's double booked. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks because on two levels it sucks because, A, if that's not the case, there's no show. And we already been talking about it. People have been preparing. Number two, I haven't booked that weekend. And I didn't book the weekend. Well, I did book the weekend before. But, you know what I mean? So now that's a free weekend. And you know what? So what? I get to spend, you know, spend time with the friends and family. I've been enjoying that a little bit. You know, whatever. So they said, okay, well, we can move it to Sunday. Now, without knowing much and not looking at a calendar, I said, yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Right.
But April 16th is Easter Sunday.
Yikes. That's a rough weekend.
Not only is Sunday difficult in the first place, but now Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you thinking on Facebook? What's up, Spaz?
I think you
and my boy John. What do you think? You think, you know, I don't. Are we going to get a crowd on Easter Sunday at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock at night?
It's going to be rough. I don't know. I think you'd be taking another L, Dougie.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a big L.
Another L. Oh no.
You know what I mean?
Get owned.
I'm going to be like Laverne and Shirley. I'm going to fucking have L's on my chest. Peter.
Yes.
Were we distracting you from the show from something?
This is very bad news, man.
Yeah?
I got some terrible news.
What is it?
I can't say.
All right. Well, you can, you know, sit there and terrible. Be useless.
Well.
I don't know. So we'll find it. But here's the thing. We do have our...
There's no one coming out on Easter. If that's the question, if it was a Jewish holiday, they wouldn't come out.
Right.
So I'm assuming that Easter's a very religious holiday for you guys.
And I just don't know.
7 o'clock's too early because people will still be having maybe Easter supper. What do you guys do on Easter supper? You kill a couple of rabbits and then do what?
I don't know if there's rabbits involved, but I think there's usually a meal. You go to church and then you go over to somebody's house.
Right.
You know, what early you church. I don't listen.
Are you the same faith as the wife?
We're somewhat similar. I think her family was Presbyterian or something, or I was Roman Catholic.
Right. So you don't.
So that's somewhat similar. You know, I ruled the hen house.
Yeah, she said you had Roman hands when you first met.
One stupid old fucking joke after another.
So listen,
you come back after dicking around and then throw out an old joke. listen,
I could leave, by the way.
Well,
want me to do that?
You could,
because
you could pay attention.
You could do the show at Elgin,
and
you know that'd be fine by me. He's missed a lot of shows. I could very well go home. I really could.
God,
my back hurts. I don't need the aggravation, man. I got some.
So
very bad
here's the thing. I can't say anything.
Bad news.
You know,
it's very bad news. When I tell you, you're going to say, "Why did you sit here? You know my mother just died, motherfucker? My mother just fucking died in fucking Long Island. I'm leaving."
First of all,
hold
on a second. First of all, I know he hates his fucking mother, so he wouldn't have that reaction.
Well, I got to get to the money before my brother does, dude.
Yeah, yeah. The real story was my mother died, and my brother went to the bank account before I got there.
Right.
That's what that would generate that kind of reaction. Yeah.
Oh my God!
That was funny.
You know, it's not the first time you've done that, but it was very funny. I loved it.
By the way, what's up, Robert Chen on Facebook? Spaz, what's your great idea? Spaz McGurdy from Spaz and Casey and Spaz Comedy. See how? Yeah, great.
Stuck.
Yep.
What the? Unbelievable! Jesus. All right, get a hold of ourselves. Oh, so,
all right, and the Academy goes to.
So based on what you guys think, we don't think we should go through the show.
No.
All right. Well, we'll make a final decision by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But we will have my birthday bash where it's a private engagement.
Then why are you telling everybody about it?
I'm not telling them where or what time, dipshit. I'm just.
But it's not at Tavolino's?
I didn't say anything about that. Okay.
April 2nd? 6 o'clock?
Yeah, unless you have a golden ticket, you're not getting in. Okay, and you got to eat a lot of Wonka bars to get. There's only like 2 tickets left. So,
wow, he's selling out that. That'll sell out that show, huh?
Well, my birthday party, we're going to do that. We're going to have an hour of open cocktails, guys. You get to drink with me.
Love it. Love it.
Right? And then we're going to have some food, obviously, walked around, served. There's some plates you can pick from.
Wow.
And then the last hour would be Boaster Roast the birthday boy.
I think we should.
And Peter Leonard will host it. Peter Leonard's going to host the Boaster Roast of my birthday party.
Thank you.
So
it's going to be hilarious.
This will be big, boy.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Anyway, so that's going to be on that.
I wrote a line about you, too.
Good. That's good. It's coming at everybody. Very funny. Everyone's getting roasted.
I roast
That's a roast. You got to roast everybody. Do we know who's going to be on the dais? Like,
I'm just roasting him.
Or is it just whoever wants to roast you?
It's going to be like, you know, maybe what we'll do is maybe on the event on Facebook, we'll ask people, if you're going to participate, please enroll now, because if you participate, you can also then be roasted back.
So wear a tuxedo?
Exactly.
Right? So anybody you want to boast or roast? Like, and you could put, like a B, like, John Smith, I'm going to boast. Yeah. All right. And then, you know, Bill Puck Tucker, I'm going to roast. Then you put an R. We'll figure it out.
So wait, so if somebody's coming up to boast about you, does that mean that they're off limits to get roasted?
No, it's up to you. If they're coming up and they're pandering and they're kissing my ass.
Yeah, why not?
You know, then you can go up there, okay, you know, all those nice things you said about him, he's still not going to give you a guest spot next week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. John Levine coming down from Atlantis?
I don't know. I haven't talked to John.
He has a new show.
He's got his own little podcast, right? It's bashing Trump.
Yeah.
Which... Really? You know, it'd be great if you're, it's easy, you know what I mean, at this point, how could you not?
Let's call the FBI.
they're probably already tapping his show.
Yeah, that'd be great. If they're not, let's tell them to.
It's being followed by Secret Service agents.
Right.
Here's the thing that just got viral, is that big chicken.
What big chicken?
The big chicken they showed on Facebook.
Oh, huge chicken that
right?
came out.
Now, I think it's fake. I think it's somebody who's in an outfit almost backwards, the way it's sitting, and they have oh. and because when you look at the feet, there's no way that chicken could have the chicken has like size 12. You know, fucking feet.
They raise them in China because they like, you know, they like the.
No, it must have been
chicken
a
chicken feet, man. They're raising them like that.
You guys, did you guys see the big ass chicken that comes out of? It comes out. It looks like Big Bird in Sesame Street.
It has to be fake, dude.
It's got to be fake. Look at the way the thing. I mean, the head. I think the head is mechanical and shit. But I think there's a person, like, and you know, when you walk around with those things, you look like some guy's carrying you on his shoulders while you're drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. No, this thing looks fucking real, dude.
That's a real chicken, man. It just flapped its wings.
But look
There's
at,
no
dude,
way
it, I'm telling you, it's a mechanical. Look at how big can that chicken weighs. It could be a fucking linebacker.
Look at the balls.
Look at the size.
No,
of,
this thing is
it's foghorn leghorn. It's got, I say.
What the fuck
look at that
is
fucking
that
chicken.
Thing?
It's called, does he know Bobby Bonds or Barry Bonds? He's probably hanging out with Barry Bonds.
Yeah, it's
shooting
it's
steroids.
On steroids
yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, man.
I wonder how it got so big.
By the way, Spaz says late show after the Funky Buddha. Like after, the, if they have something late that night, we do my birthday show at like midnight or something.
On what night? A Sunday?
On a Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday.
I don't know, dude.
That's way too late.
It's late. Everybody's
fuck, I'm 61
yeah.
years old.
Everybody's already fucking drunk.
Yeah. I don't know. We're not going to be crazy about that. But I don't know if you guys saw this chicken. Like, I think there's got to be a way. There's That's no way a chicken could be that big. But based on the way that chicken
know.
Is, how big that chicken weighs what, about 280 pounds?
You ever watch my 600-pound life?
All right, well, so,
okay,
you know.
So people, things get that
big. That chicken looks like it could bench 380.
Yeah. That chicken, you know? That chicken went to the gym yesterday.
Yeah, what time?
Bench 340. So
what do you
it looks big,
so
man.
It says that this breed was developed in America from very large fowls imported from China via the port of Shanghai.
What did I say about China?
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, you think I'm so. I may look stupid, but I'll tell
and
you what.
It says they've been known to reach incredible weights of 13 to 14 pounds for hens and 17 to 19 pounds for cocks.
My cock weighs 19 pounds.
Yeah, so is mine.
I got a 19 pound
somebody
cock.
Somebody get a scale. but that thing that's walking around weighs more than that. That thing looks. Look at that
Those
thing.
Feathers are light. Listen,
this
I,
thing
I
is
had a,
gigantic, but it can't. It, can, it has
it's
to
all
be
feathers.
Like,
it's all feathers.
Yeah, 20-pound.
Could you imagine if that thing was running, almost flying at you,
mm-hmm.
and you're walking like, oh, let's take a nice little stroll here to this nice farm area.
If you were scared of it, you'd be the chicken.
Yeah, I would be.
This thing barely fits in that fucking
right?
chicken coop.
I'm telling you, that thing comes out. It looks like a magic trick.
Oh my! It looks. You're right. It looks like somebody walking on like those stilts inside of the suit. But it's real. That's a real fucking chicken. Now, are we eating this type of chicken?
No, we're fighting it.
That's like
yeah,
a
can you imagine
fucking that
can
chicken.
Can you imagine me, the guy who's got to cut that guy's neck off?
First of all, you got to chase it and catch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that's important.
You got to put on
can
some.
Still, oh, there's Sylvester Stallone. He's chasing yeah. him. Hey, come here, chicken. Hey, chicken.
We'll chicken. We're Kentucky Fried Idiot.
Oh, my God.
By the way, my buddy Mike Blitz, former Mike Greengrass, is on Facebook Live. My buddy Mike, remember that? I just mm-hmm. my buddy Mike, like,
yeah.
You know, what else can he do besides cut lawns or sell
mm-hmm.
weed?
Mm-hmm.
Not that he does either one, but just saying the name's appropriate.
That's
right?
funny, Mike Greengrass.
If you're at the birthday party, Mike's going to be there. He's been invited. Mike okay. was with me when I got my tattoo. He was like my inspiration. Like we were hanging out, and he had tattoos, so I got a tattoo.
Wow. Mike yeah. did a great job
there you go, buddy.
Raising him.
Yeah. Just, yeah. No stories about the strip clubs, buddy. You got to keep that shit quiet.
No, no.
Any rate, we're going to take a break here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Okay.
The question on Facebook is, do you believe that's a real chicken?
I don't know, man.
Ask the 8-Ball. Is that a real fucking chicken?
Is that a real chicken on the video? And the 8-Ball says, most likely. I think it's stuck on most likely today.
I don't think that thing. Yeah, I think that's a Democratic 8-Ball. It just has the same answers.
Let's try it one more time.
One more
and
time?
It says,
yeah, let's.
Ask again later. All
oh,
right.
Okay. Well, a little well, indecisive, the 8-Ball today. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
And Elgin David.
What up?
And we'll be back with our segment two right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's by the way, it's a nice Tuesday here in South Florida.
Is it?
Right, it's in the mid to upper 70s. Still cool out here in South Florida. So hoping you're enjoying your time. I don't know if it's still snowing in the Northeast. I'm heading to Chicago on Thursday. How is it in Chicago?
I think it's cold.
Yeah, I would imagine it is.
I think it's still cold.
I was stupid enough to go to Chicago one time in March going, hey, I don't need a jacket.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Did you end up buying one?
Yeah, I had to go into Nordstrom's in the city and just walk in there and buy a coat, which I never worn, again, because I don't need that kind of, you know.
Return it.
She just left the tag on.
I can't return it.
She left the tag on, just brought it back to the store right on the way to the airport.
Yeah, I would have walked around like a pimp, right?
Why not?
That's funny.
Question for you, the pimp in Starsky and Hutch.
Huggy Bear.
And what was the other TV show that they had one, like it was a Beretta or something like that? They had another guy who was a bit of a pimp.
They always got the black guy. Like, I remember, hey, how about Miami Vice? Do you remember that guy, Noogman, the Noogie Man? Noogman in Miami Vice?
No, I don't remember the Noogman.
The Noogman, look up the Noogman, dude.
I'm looking it
because
up,
because he's a great comedian, and I'll tell you a very famous story.
Yeah.
This guy played the Noogman. He's dead. He overdosed.
Noogie?
Yeah. Noogman. The Noogman, Miami Vice. This guy.
How do you spell Noog?
N-O-O-G.
This guy was in front of the New York Public
Charlie
Library.
Charlie Barnett.
Right. He was in front of the New York Public Library on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue for years doing stand-up at lunchtime.
Right.
And the guy would make $200 a day, I swear to God, in 2 hours. Somebody at NBC walked by, saw him. This is in the fucking 70s.
Right.
And he auditioned against Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
For SNL.
Wow.
Now, the reason he did not get.
Because he got high on
crack.
The
gig over. Nope. Because he could not read or write.
Oh, really?
And that's the, yep. And he couldn't fucking read.
That sucks.
He couldn't read a script. He couldn't record. He couldn't do anything.
That's terrible.
Do you see it? Is it on there?
Yeah, it says Miami Vice. After Vice, he fulfilled a movie deal, blah, blah, blah.
Where'd they discover him? Or is he dead now? He's dead now, right?
Yeah, he died of AIDS.
Oh, AIDS, was it?
It says possibly as a result of his drug addiction.
There you go.
And comedian Dave Chappelle has cited Bartnett as an influence on his career.
Wow, that's nice.
Wow, you see that? Because he was
By the way, you're having a little get-together at your house, right, with Chappelle's show?
I put it out there on Facebook. I said, is anyone interested in having a little Getty, just a little get-together? By the way, there's another term for you, a Getty.
A Getty?
It's like a get-together.
He's way too old for this kind of
shit. I was like...
seriously, dude.
If anybody's interested...
Second.
What?
This is really something else. You're the world... I'm going to blow my... The world's oldest living teenager I'm sitting next to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I live a young life. I look young. I have fun. And that's what life is all about. Having a good time.
That's true.
Nice.
Anywho.
Put your cock back.
Hey, it's 19-pound cock.
He keeps going to these dick
references. It's a 19-pounder.
I don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So what happened, man? How'd he die?
Well, that guy? Oh, anyway, back to my story. I had mentioned putting a get-together. But nobody seemed interested. But yeah, the Dave Chappelle's on Netflix. He has two new specials.
I don't know. I see, that's the thing. I'm leaving town Thursday morning. So, like tonight to be hang with the old lady. Wednesday, Tabellino's.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to leave 7 a.m. flight, which I love taking the early flight. By the way,
I hate that.
And thanks to my my comedian friend Uncle Larry Reeb, the comedian, our headliner, is going to pick me up at the airport.
Nice.
It's nice when the headliner picks up the opening act.
It's nice when the headliner is an Uber driver as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's got an unlimited gas supply,
right.
Like a Mad Max, the guy who's got the fucking, you know, they got the distillery there and their own, you know, we want your fuel, you know.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I actually caught it the other night.
Really?
They had that one where they had that pump. I don't know which one that was.
I don't either.
Mad Max. That was the second one, I think.
The Thunderdome
Mad Max
one?
2, yeah.
Right, when they had the...
The second one, that'd be Mad Max 2, right?
Anybody in our Facebook
page? Was the second Jaws 2?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Dougie, you're going to Chicago this weekend, you said?
Yes.
This weekend. I just got an order from my client in Chicago. I'm going to ask her if she wants to come see you. What club are you going to be in?
Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois.
Okay, I want to pay for her to get in.
All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna if she wants to go, I'm gonna pay for her and her husband to come to see you.
Well, put her on my comp. I got a few comps.
You do?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just do this again. Oh, jeez, I lost.
You gotta just give me their names. That's all.
Hey, are you?
All right.
Near,
well, you
what's it called?
Zanies.
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 St. Charles.
There's
like three
of them
in the area. There's one in Rosemont.
Oh, by the way, it's Zanies. Just in case you forgot.
Yeah. If you didn't catch it, old man, it was Zanies.
Okay, got it.
Dougie, where was it again? Zanies.
Yeah,
fuck
come on.
Are you there Friday and Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, buy some T-shirts. I got a big tax bill I got to pay.
Yeah.
And by the way, if anybody wants to make any donations, really feel for me. I got to come up with $7,000 cash. So on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page, or actually on our website where we have the shows. We're patrons. You can go in there and donate money. We had a $10 donation from Lindsay Glazer, one of our listeners in comics.
Nice.
And you can donate $1 a month. So if, you know, if half our listeners or regular subscribers did it, you guys would get gas money and a little bit of, you know.
That'd be great.
You know.
Yeah, we could all use it.
Yeah, yeah, why not, absolutely. Right? Little, what do they call that? They still call it little cheddar?
A little, little cheddar. You can call little it a little cheddar.
A nice little expression.
Yeah, it's called, yeah, some cash.
Right. Some, all right.
Should we get paid to be on the show? Hold on.
Yeah, ask the ape all that.
Let me see. Well, I think they should donate, and it says, it is decidedly so.
All right, well, there you go.
So donate, guys.
Here's a little segment two. We bring out stories that I basically look at and say, you know what, this is interesting. U.S. suddenly bans laptops and tablets on some Middle Eastern flights to America.
It's racist.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, laptops are racist?
Like, they're basically saying if you're flying through certain airports or certain from, what would they call that, your departure?
Hub.
Your hub or area. You can't go on a plane with a tablet or a laptop.
Okay.
Because basically intelligence is saying, you know, some of the whispers they're hearing is that's the next way they're going to blow up something is on a laptop.
You got a ticking laptop. Leave it home, man.
Is your laptop ticking? Excuse me, sir.
Is a fucking fuse going?
United States is banning many common electronic devices from the cabin on inbound and outbound flights.
Wow.
On more than a dozen Middle Eastern and African Airlines.
That's a very racist comment, would you say?
It's not clear whether the ban reflects concerns about the imminent security risk, but it's making waves among big carriers that fly to and from the United States.
So they're obviously going to make them what? Check them under the plane?
You got to check it in the bag.
It's still going to blow up the plane.
Well,
whether it's in upstairs or in your lap or downstairs.
Well, then
they've
got to have a detonation. Like, that's the thing. The detonation is.
They have to put the code in?
Exactly. Like, in other words, if it's something self detonated, you can do it without being tracked by when you go through the scanning systems.
Right.
But if you had to put it somewhere else and then detonate it, that device would pick up on something. They don't have the technology to cover that. I'm a comic and I'm a financial planner, and I know that. I'm not a fucking, you know,
CIA
FBI
operative
007. Right. You know, so you would think.
Well, if a cell phone, like, what was that thing, the Note 7 or whatever,
right,
can explode,
right,
then they can definitely make a bomb to fit inside this that look like a battery.
Right. Well, you know, the question is, do they want to blow the plane up or they want to try to control the plane?
Listen, if an attorney can make a battery set fire to his pants in court.
Hey, remember that?
You weren't here last week.
No, but I heard
story?
About that. Unfucking believable, that idiot.
And an arson trial.
It was an arson trial.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think they'll catch on.
He said it was an e-cigarette.
On Monday, Royal Jordanian Airlines abruptly announced on Twitter that it received instructions from the concerned U.S. departments that passengers can't carry any electronic devices bigger than a cell phone onto its flights into from the United States. If it's bigger than a cell phone, it'll blow you up.
Right.
So.
I'm here to blow you up. France and France.
You know, listen, so now the American public, there's going to be protests on the street that, you know, these poor Middle Eastern rich people that get to fly all over the world can't be held up a little bit because they couldn't have it on a long flight, like an 8-hour flight. They just can't have their laptop. Oh, you know.
We have in-flight movies.
There was a movie.
My friend Flicka.
There was a movie when that happened on the plane. Like somebody came on, they hacked the plane, and then they're fucking.
Oh yeah, they said
with Liam Neeson. What was it called?
Taken. Oh no, I saw the one where
he's in the airplane.
Oh, that was called Hack the Plane.
With Liam Neeson. No, it's called Hack the Plane.
Hacks
too.
On the plane.
I just say the same thing.
I've had it with these motherfucking hacks on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah, I saw the thing too. Ends up trying to figure out who's the one doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, who can name the most movies with airplanes in it?
Airplane 2.
What else?
What do you mean, the movie? Like
any kind of
like flight. Passenger 57.
Flight.
Right.
Air Force One.
Air Force One.
The movie Sully.
Sully, right. Good. Yeah. What else we got?
Amelia Earhart.
Think about what else. There's a lot of movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Snakes
movies.
Snakes on a Plane.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Snakes on a Plane.
Had a plane. Oh, you're just only about a plane?
About, yeah, that takes place. Like
Fast and the Furious, they jump out of a plane.
Red Eye.
Point Break, they jump out of a plane. I mean, come on, that's stupid.
But the whole thing, it's a skydiving movie, you're right. Yeah. It's about planes. But you're saying just in plane.
Whatever's in a plane.
Soul Plane.
Yeah, there was a great
movie. Boom.
Right.
Soul
all right.
Plane, yeah.
Here's a. This was interesting in the world of advertising and modern day marketing.
That's my.
Google promises closer policing of websites after YouTube ad flap in Britain. In other words, sometimes you get these ads, you don't know what they put it up against.
Right.
But can you imagine you have like a church. You want to tell everybody that you have a church to go to, a local church, and all of a sudden there's a story about a porn star who like swallows dildos.
Wow,
you know, Jesus. You know, you wouldn't want that, but they have no control over that.
I mean, I would. I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just noise. It's just an ad. Google vowed on Tuesday to police its websites better by ramping up staff numbers and overhauling its policies after several companies deserted the internet giant for failing to keep their adverts off hate-filled videos.
Wow. Good.
Right. So if somebody's having like a KKK video and all of a sudden,
yeah.
You know, the Church of Latter-day Saints comes on there, you know.
Or like you said, just some porn comes up and it's like, honey, what the fuck are you watching? It's not me. It's an ad. Yeah. Okay. How are you going to talk your way out of that one? It's a YouTube ad, honey.
Alphabet Google's launched a review on the problem on Friday, apologizing on Monday and said Tuesday it had revamped its policies for a little more control for the advertisers. Hey, listen, some people were saying that's it. That's, you can't control certain things. They're just going to fill, you know, with something like that. You know, think about, you would know this about like ads, like,
yes.
and magazine ads.
Yep.
You know, you control where you're at, what page you're on, right? But you don't know who's on an ad next to you.
Unless you're a very big spender, they can tell you what section you might be in. They can tell you. They try to do separation. Listen, if you watch TV, it's very hard to do because there's so many. Automotive is the number one billing thing on television. It's probably have 60%, 50 to 60% is automotive. About 20% is lawyers. Now, you watch TV during the day, either one of you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. How many fucking lawyers back to back to back? You see these lawyers.
It's true. You know, have you been hurt in a slip and fall?
Right.
Yeah, because these are all the people that are home because they can't work.
Right.
And now, Jarn Levine.
But
right.
Yeah, you know can I mean? Name them all. But yeah. they do have to have some certain separation with that. Now, the funny thing is with the cars, they fuck with you, these TV stations, because they'll take like a domestic, then run an import, then run a truck.
Right.
You can have three or four car commercials in a row, which to me is confusing. If you're a consumer.
Okay, I don't know. I think that's looking at the menu. If I'm looking at a menu, I'm going to look at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm not going to be confused by the variety of choice.
Well, but is it fair for a car dealer, you know, and maybe Ed Morris that has 9 dealerships,
right.
Maybe he's just advertising his Chevy dealership, but he does sell trucks and he sells a luxury car over there. But then there's JM Lexus that comes along with their ad. But so he's got these cars, they've got these cars.
Yeah,
JM has a huge, where I got my Lincoln at a Lexus dealership. Why? Because they have a huge used car department.
Right.
So I'd be pissed.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
I wouldn't want it. What was your question again?
I don't know. we went from
how to find placement in.
Yeah,
the
we actually had somebody on Facebook Live go. Are they listing movies with planes? Are they actually doing this? Yeah. I looked at. I'll tell you a car that I like, an American car that I might buy my first American car in a long time. The Buick LaCrosse. If you look at the new Buick LaCrosse, this car, I saw it on the road. It's stylish.
Uh-huh.
I saw one that I just couldn't get around the back end of it. But it's nice. Buick's always a great American car. It's
yes.
the highest rated American vehicle.
Is it?
But you take a look at this car. It's a nice looking car. But again, I can't worry about buying a new car. I got to pay this tax bill first.
That's a pretty nice. Now, does it come with the sticks or you have to buy them yourself? And the net?
I don't know what that means.
LaCrosse.
Oh, I got you. Playing the game.
In the trunk, you actually, the trunk opens up and has a big net there.
Yeah.
And you actually
It actually comes with its own LaCrosse set.
Right.
All you got to do is find somebody else to buy the car as well.
That's right. A nice car, yeah.
It's nice, right?
I like
That's
it.
Nice
Very
lines.
Nice.
All right. Back to some interesting stories. All right. We're running out of time. One-legged teen wrestler eyeing NCAA title.
Wow.
Now, is this like one of those things where you have one leg, they got the strength of two?
I think they, what?
Wow, what is it?
Like if somebody,
if
like if a wrestler only has one leg, you would think there's a disadvantage, but there'd also be somewhat of an advantage when you're trying to get pinned because you can move away quicker, right?
Well, how about
you don't have a base of two legs.
Well, there's also, I mean, less to grab onto, and moves are different. You can't grapple the same. You can't shoot.
They can't do a sit. They can't do a figure four.
You can only do a single leg takedown.
Can't do a figure four.
Yeah, I think their balance
there's no double leg takedown.
Slightly, the balance might be slightly off when they're standing up.
In Indiana, Iowa, Kobe Pritchard has overcome a lot. He is a state-level competitive wrestler who has forced – force to be reckoned with. On the mat, training to get that level takes dedication, self-discipline. For Pritchard, he has been added. He's added a hurdle of maneuvering with one leg.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What did you do with the other shoe?
Yeah. When Pritchard was in kindergarten,
shoes, right?
Sarcoma stupid. Forced doctors to remove his leg. Now, when you had it, when you're in kindergarten and you lose your leg,
who cares?
You're not sympathetic, dude.
No, I got to tell you something. That's brutal. I'd be devastated.
I saw a video the other day, a girl with no arms playing the piano with her feet and singing.
She sang with her feet?
And, like on America's Got Talent or something. It was really.
she sang with her feet?
She said she played the piano with her feet and sang.
That's kind of just, can you imagine, like, it's incredible, like, if somebody can play the piano with their feet. I mean, yeah. Could you imagine? Or they can, you know, they have, like, a puppet person.
Yeah.
Whatever. It'd be funny, like, that's an amazing thing, but do I really want to see somebody do this with their fucking feet?
Yeah. If they can do it good, why not?
Dude,
there's a very famous painter. You can look this up. No arms, no legs. He paints with a toothbrush in his asshole.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, he's a famous painter.
I'm telling you. I put this shit in my search engine, and then it stays in my history, you guys. It's terrible.
Yeah.
The CIA's going to be like, why are you
man with paintbrush in ass?
Why does he use his ass? He doesn't have arms?
Right. No arms, no legs. Hold
on a second.
No arms,
he
and
has
no legs.
He has no arms and no legs. And so how does he maneuver? You know, he's got the paintbrush up his keister.
Yeah.
And now how does he move? He's got no arms or legs. Is he his tongue?
Some porn's going to fucking stick up, but somebody's sticking a paintbrush in their ass.
He kegels. He has great control of his anus, I'm telling you.
So they just lay him there and he just moves his sphincter.
Yes.
And then he creates like these little spiral graphs.
He can dip it in the paint. I'm telling you.
This is so full of shit.
This is so ridiculous.
I'm telling you.
One time Peter had me searching something in Japan where they had used women underwear in vending machines.
And they do.
Yeah.
They do have that. You know that, Elgin.
I don't know what this is. This is some ridiculous website. It says the Gay Ad Network. I'm not even kidding.
Is that what I've been watching?
What is...
No wonder my ass hurts.
It says, ma'am. Greek artist gets naked, paints pictures with paintbrush clenched in his butt.
There you go.
That's what this is. But is he really fucking...
No, he has arms and shit.
Where's the video, dude?
I don't know. Well, I
you want to see a video then? Really? Peter's got the only...
No, yeah, you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. All right.
Elgin's from
Missouri. It says, sorry, this video does not exist.
Yeah.
It's classic Peter Leonard here, just punking us.
By the way, in our last story of segment two, I'm an Uber user. You use Uber?
Yeah.
You use Uber?
I think it's cool.
Never tried it.
On St. Patrick's Day, because I didn't want to deal with the parking over there at Dubliner.
Did you go to that?
Yeah, we went. We went on Saturday. Again, I drank for the first time in weeks. I had a few beers.
I can see that.
And what we did was we went and parked at old Perry Sack's house. And I had Uber pick us up there, and then drive.
You're responsible for Perry on St. Patrick's Day. That's a lot of responsibility.
Peter was out of town. Perry was out of town.
Oh, so you parked at his house?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I went to his house. But I thought he came with you. I thought you went there, drove.
I'm not going to party with them.
Perry went on a trip. He went on a cruise or some shit.
Yeah, he went on a cruise, and I said, you know what? So we.
I think he's bringing his girlfriend back, right?
No, throwing her off the balcony.
Just bringing her back.
But recently, a lot of Uber's been in and out of trouble. Their self-driving cars are being limited. But Uber's president resigns.
You're
adding
kidding.
The company's turmoil. Like that's not a good sign when basically the main person says, "I'm out of here."
That's a big problem.
Is Uber going down in the dumps? You think?
I don't know. Uber's president has resigned after 6 months on the job. That's not long. The ride-hailing company confirmed on Sunday. Uber didn't provide public comment explaining Jeff Jones' departure, but the tech blog Recode, which first reported his resignation, said Uber's chief executive Travis Kalanick told employees that Jones decided to resign after Kalanick announced his intention to hire a chief operating officer earlier this month.
And you know why?
Why?
Because he couldn't keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep up.
A lot of people are Uber drivers. And...
Wow.
You know.
So they'll go to Lyft or they'll go to some other service. There's 100 services now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyft.
Lyft is supposed
to be.
Well,
most of the people,
most
Uber drivers are Lyft drivers. They're both, right? They just work for both.
Yeah.
Keep getting calls.
Because you can only work 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
So you do 20 on one, 20 on the other. You can get
You can only work 20? Weren't you doing it for a while?
I signed up, but I never did it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I had a fear of just people being in my car.
His feet didn't reach the pedals.
Puking. I didn't want people throwing up in my car.
Yeah.
Because that's the one I always ask. I would take Uber and ask questions. to like consider doing it. I was like spying kind of.
Yeah. Right.
And every Uber driver told me it's going to happen. Somebody will puke in your car at one point. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this.
I'm it's not worth it.
No way.
See, but I would do it during the day.
Yeah, but there's less fares during the day.
Yeah.
And also, you know, there's certain peak hours where there's a spike in the price, right, depending on the area you're in and the time of day.
And you get that. You pretty much get all of it almost. Wow. Whole fare.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So, and then Uber, you know, they didn't
I had a stupid one. I recently had a stupid Uber.
You should trick people. Let me switch up. You should puke in your own car before they even get in. And this way, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's like when you kill yourself because you're scared you're going to die.
Right.
You know.
And some people have done that.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show here with Peter Leonard.
Yes, I'm going now.
Elgin David.
Yeah, we're here.
And we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And people are always asking me, where can I see you do stand-up? March 23rd to the 25th, you can catch me at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois. April 7th and 8th, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Greenville, South Carolina. April 16th, I'll be at the Funky Buddha, celebrating my 50th birthday party. Two shows, comedy show at first, second show will be a roast. That should be fun. April 20th through 23rd, I'll be at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. May 3rd through 6th, you can catch me at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 20th, I'll be at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club in St. Augustine. May 31st, at the Mississippi Moon Bar in Dubuque, Iowa. And, of course, June 1st and 3rd, I'll be at Penguins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Come out and say hi, share a beer, talk, whatever you want to do. But we'll see you out there on the road. Take care.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world to make fun of it. Not like segment two, where these are important stories. These stories are really not important, and you're kind of like glad it didn't happen to you.
I love this. This is my favorite segment.
You know, there's been some talk about this. The game of Monopoly has been messed with. I used to love playing Monopoly. I used to like to be the banker, oddly enough, when I was a Monopoly player.
Yeah.
Were you the banker?
No, I was the little dog, the little Scottish dog.
You were the dog, the terrier.
Yeah, I think I was the banker.
So the thing, you know, so I would
play Monopoly.
I hated being the banker.
Life. Right?
Yeah, but every time I played, whoever usually is the banker, they're always fucking stealing money in the
bank. Yeah, they're embezzling.
Yeah. I never trust the banker.
No wonder you got that 1099.
Yeah, see what happened?
Motherfucker.
But they're messing with the pieces, right? I think there was
they're
certain
changing them up, yeah.
They're changing
right.
the pieces.
Out of Seattle, if you have ever wanted to rampage through your game of Monopoly like a dinosaur, you're in luck.
Mm-hmm.
The popular U.S. board game is changing out three of its playing tokens, swapping in a penguin,
right,
T-Rex, you know, and rubber ducky.
Uh-huh. You know what they're doing? Because they're trying to get more modern, man. They're doing a crack pipe, a syringe, and fake tits.
Yeah.
They're trying to modern up the whole fucking thing. I'll take the fake
silicone
tits.
Silicone implants.
Yeah, they got little two boobs. So yeah. Nipples. And a penis pump. Trying to hip it up. Or a bottle of Viagra. Yes, I'll take the prescription
pad. If you're going to have some real...
I'll have the prescription pad.
You know, if you're going to have some real stuff.
That's like Pornopoly.
An e-cigarette. Yeah. You know, you're fucking your piece is an e-cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, and it lights on fire.
It explodes.
So they got the penguin, the T-Rex, and I don't know how getting more up to date is with a T-Rex. That's prehistoric. It's going backwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, they meant the band T-Rex.
They
have the whole band. Mark Bolan is going to show up.
And rubber ducky, in for the thimble, the wheelbarrow, which every once in a while I didn't mind doing the wheelbarrow.
Right.
And the boot. The boot's useless. The boot's a piece of shit.
Well, those are all three things that
replaced. Yeah. No one, they're like, I got to be the boot.
Yeah.
You know,
people hate being the boot.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how people's, their skill at Monopoly declines when they were the boot? Like, I'm the boot. I'll buy Pennsylvania Avenue.
Give him the boot.
The updated version of the game will be released in August, according to the company. Four classic pieces survived the voting. The Scotty Dog, which is Peter. Car, Top Hat, and the Battleship.
Yeah, and now they have a fucking cat.
There's a cat?
Yeah, that's the last
There's
piece.
No, yeah?
And I guess if you have a dog, you have to have
a cat. Oh, yeah. Rounding out the top new the lineup will be a cat token added to the game in 2013 as a replacement for the Flat Iron.
Oh, and what's an iron?
Yeah, remember the Flat Iron?
Yep. Now it's in The Walking Dead.
Players who worry the game's rules may also have changed can relax. They haven't. Traditional aim of dominating cardboard real estate and ruining your competitions remains the same.
You know, the last time I played Monopoly, it was a credit card Monopoly now. You don't have any money. You just put the card in and put your amount
you
and
keep
pull it out.
You keep a tally.
Last time I played Monopoly, I was 9.
It was fucking boring. without the money. The money makes the game more fun, I think.
Yeah, you got to sit there and you arranged it. You remember you learned how to are you that, I'm a money obsessive in a sense guy where if I have money in my pocket, all the bills are lined up the
of
same.
Course. Oh, yeah, of course.
I put the big bills, bills from bottom to top.
Let me ask you a question. When you play Monopoly, do you keep the money in your hand or do you put the bills under the board and line them up? Because there's different styles of Monopoly.
No, I
hold the wad in my hand.
Why?
Yeah, I usually hold the wad in the hand, hand too.
I'm John Schusterman.
And the money too.
Yeah, while I'm playing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, see a dick joke. Oh, see.
Hold on. All right. Thought we had a little. All right. So no, I used to take it and count it. Mm-hmm. And I used to get a count in my head, and then I would make two. I'd make like the ones to the tens. And a bunch and then the other, but they all be separate. They're color too. They're colored, so it made it easy.
Way easy.
Here's a story.
They prefer to be called African American.
Ex judge admits illegally seeking wife's texts for beer.
What happened?
What?
Yeah, I'll try to read it again. Ex judge admits illegally seeking wife's texts for beer. In Raleigh, North Carolina, a former North Carolina trial judge says he illegally offered a law enforcement officer beer and money to produce text messages he believed would show his wife was having an affair.
Oh.
With the cop?
Former State Superior Court Judge Arnold Ogden Jones pled guilty Thursday to federal charge of promising gratuities to a public official. A jury in October convicted Jones of crimes including bribery, but a different judge ordered a new trial. Two changes were dropped in return of Jones' plea deal.
Do you have any stories that don't have a guy named Jones in it?
Yeah, there's a lot of Jones in.
I know. This is all Jones. All Jones radio.
Prosecutor said Jones promised cases of beer and $100 to an officer who would pressure his wife's mobile phone provider to provide text message records. Jones knew that was prevented by law, except during a criminal investigation.
Oh.
So he asked the cop to go to the old Sprint place and go, hey, listen, I want you to help me out with a case.
Yes.
Right. You know, I don't want to go through all this bullshit. Just just look up this number and,
Listen, you know who got in trouble for that? One of those Rothstein friends cops who did something to one of the partners or something at the firm or this chick. Oh, she worked at the firm. She was like some big shot. She got fucking 5 years or 6 years.
Right.
She's going through a divorce with her husband. They had a cop plant drugs on the husband. They had the cop do all his shit, and it came out. They bounced him off the force.
Now he's cutting yards.
Yeah.
He works for a lawn service.
I think you get away with everything, these people. Oh, I'm sorry. Get your dog in the head. Come here.
Thanks, buddy. Well, while we're talking about my dog, Jack Russell Ollie gains viral status after going off course at Cruffs.
What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But a Jack Russell's like my breed of dog.
I love
it. If you ever watched the TV show
Frasier,
mm-hmm. right? Remember the dog's name?
Well trained, Eddie.
Eddie.
Come on.
But he was a long haired.
No, he's the same as your dog.
Yeah, he had the longer face hair.
Oh, he had the whiskers on his. Yeah, you're right. He did.
In London, forget the top best in show prize. Ollie, the Jack Russell, has gained his own celebrity status in Britain's Cruffs Dog Show. After enthusiastically going off course and even falling flat on his face during the agility round of last week's competition.
Jesus.
Stumbling on jumps, going the wrong way, and running off to the sidelines, the dog's energy and enthusiasm came from came in Friday's session, a video of which has reached more than 7 million views. God, I wish that was my dog. That's why, you know, I was hoping.
Do you make money on
that? You know,
that?
By the way, we only got like, what, maybe a dozen views on our the dog get the ball from the dog video.
But everyone really liked it.
They loved the video, and they're not sharing it. Why aren't you sharing it?
No one ever shares anything you do.
Thoughtless bastards.
Or just, that's just the way it is, man.
It's really?
Yeah, people don't want to see. See, there's a quote. It says, people want to see you do good, but not better than them.
Yeah.
You ever heard that quote?
Yeah, I believe it.
So people are haters, and they just want to see themselves do well. And they don't want to share your shit. But it's cool. You know? I see you guys.
Yeah.
I see
you. Don't
you.
Care that we're better than you. he's got a big heart.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not better than anybody, man.
I just be myself, and I love the people I love, and the people who are involved in my life are involved in my life, and I have fun. That's all.
Right.
That's just, you know, we have one chance at this.
It's too easy.
You just
got to
have a good time,
dude.
Man.
Ignorance is bliss. See, that's just an example.
And you know, I was recently.
I'm just kidding.
I recently saw somebody's information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. Like, you know, like something was really. I was just on Facebook. Saw somebody was doing some shit. I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh man, you know. And I'm like, well, and I thought, well, fucking great. You know what I mean? At least it's happening. If it's happening, it's happening.
Yeah.
We should be a little more discouraged if things aren't happening.
Then know what I do, man? I'm one of those asshole, jealous motherfuckers. And
of course
I see
you are.
Some bitch puts up, Howard and I just landed in France. We'll be here for a week in Paris. Then we're going to Lucerne. And then we're going to be off to Rome for a week. And then, and I'll type and say, listen, you know, you left the fucking milk in the refrigerator. You know, this milk's going to go bad. You don't mind if I throw it? Can I throw it out?
Yeah.
I say, by the way, where do you keep the crap? You know, I'm looking for the peanut butter.
By the way,
and your alarm, sir, and your alarm company sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. I do it all the time, Elgin. I swear to God.
And by the way, why don't you tell us your password on your alarm again?
Right.
Here's another story. Troopers charge two women in fight over shoveled parking spot.
What?
Yeah, so I guess somebody just shoveled the snow out. Somebody said, I'm going to jump in it, and two people fight over the spot.
Wow.
Ashland, Pennsylvania, state troopers have charged two Pennsylvania women with disorderly conduct for a hair-pulling fight that erupted over a newly shoveled parking spot on a snowy street. Now, women, when they fight, they grab each other's hair, and they just start pulling, and you can't let them. I mean, it's one thing if somebody's holding somebody around the neck. You could try to like get their hands off them,
but
when a woman's got her hand in somebody, you know, the woman's head of hair, you know, it's almost impossible.
They also go for the earrings and rip them. If they had a hoop ring, they rip them out, right? Don't the Puerto Ricans do that, Elgin?
All the time.
Now let me tell you something else, Dougie. And this is no joke. You know who separated those two women? And Elgin probably remembers this.
Who was it?
That gorilla from the tree. And
that poor gorilla.
Goddamn gorilla. Troopers in Schuylkill County say a 23-year-old woman claimed she shoveled the spot only to have her 43-year-old neighbor's husband park in his pickup in it.
How dare
he? So she's out there shoveling this thing to get a spot in this fucking guy.
That's fucked up. And he didn't give a shit.
I love it. Of course he didn't give a shit. She's a woman, that's it.
Beautiful.
Why would you care?
It happened in the Ashland Borough on Tuesday night. The region... took the brunt of that day's winter storm, by the way. Police say the woman argued about the parking space before pushing and punching one another and then pulling each other's hair.
Wow.
Stop now, fighting like a chick.
And let me tell you something, how stupid they are, because they can also get sick. If you don't have a hat on in that kind of weather, you're shoveling snow.
Yeah.
If they had a hat on, they would be able to pull their hair. Stupid. You put a fucking big wool hat on, right, Elgin?
I could tell you. I could show you a real good, like if somebody ever grabs your hair like that, like, you know. Like a grab.
What do you do?
There's a great move. It's simple.
Pull out a scissors and cut your hair.
No. You know, it's like, that's what you do. That's what you do when you get gum in your hair, Peter. Or for your case, cum. And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You'll need that.
So what do you do? How do you get rid of them?
I'll show you. Like I'll show you the move.
Don't you touch me.
Yeah.
You get to pull your hair.
Yeah. You can
What's
put your hand in my hair.
What's left of it?
Yeah. And then I'll show you how easy it is to just get somebody down to the ground.
That's trouble.
At that point.
From behind.
Shit. By the way, it's spring break. I was wondering why hotels were so expensive in Vegas, and while I was traveling, and even my La Quinta last week for our comics, La Quinta,
it went nine. $9.
It was $9. It went up 50%. Went from $100 to $150 last week. Unbelievable.
Wow.
This week, our first time, we want to say thanks to everybody at the Marriott at Heron Bay. We have our first. We got our given our Grant Lyons our first. Headliner is going to stay at that hotel, which
You're
is much nicer.
Me.
Yeah, and it's like $80.
That's a gorgeous hotel. I stayed there one night. I got home late from a gig. About 4 years ago. It was hot as balls out, man. Middle of the summer, sweating, playing outdoors. I get home at 12:30, and I had no electricity in my house. My whole block went out. The quieter went out, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I drove right to that hotel, and they gave me a room for $90.
Nice.
Which is very nice of them. It was 12:30 at night.
Intriguing. Teen on his way to spring break in Florida, busted with 7 cases of beer and marijuana in his truck.
That's it?
Boy, this guy.
That's all?
Hey, where's John? Where's John, god dang it?
Why did you bring beer?
They got a photo of it. Look at all this natural light.
Don't they have beer? But wouldn't they have beer where you're going? You know?
Oh, it's Natty Light.
No, man, you're going to party, you're going to a hotel room, so you bring bring coolers of fucking, you know. A 19-year-old University of Alabama student speeding towards some spring break festivities was arrested in Florida Friday after police say they found 7 cases of beer and marijuana in his pickup trucks. Pickup truck, what? No potato chips? Alden Whiteside was stopped by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Deputy on Interstate 10 on suspicion of driving recklessly while he was on his way to the town of Destin. Now, if you're gonna have all that shit in your car, you can't be a rookie and drive like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Especially, listen, A, you're under 21, so you shouldn't be having, you shouldn't have beer, period. But it's a bad thing. I bet he had an open one, too. Think he had an open one?
Well, let's see. Deputy found the cases of natural light in Whiteside's truck, as well as marijuana in the center console. Where else are you going to put it? Authorities said Whiteside was also carrying a fake driver's license. Whiteside was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of alcohol by someone under the age of 21.
See?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Quote, if you're only 19 years old and heading to spring break in Destin with 7 30-pack cases of beer in your truck, marijuana in the center console, and altered driver's license to make your age 24, you probably don't want to be speeding and driving recklessly on Interstate 10. Mm. Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah. I think, you know, I mean, again, that's a 17-year-old, right? That's somebody, if anybody ever answered that question, like, imagine if you knew now what you knew then.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah. Someone's going to ask. 19 or 17?
He's 17.
17.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know what the fuck it means. 19. He's 19, yeah.
Jesus, he's still stupid.
They were talking about in Florida, in some states, changing the driving age from 17 or 16, whatever it is, to 21.
Driving till 21?
Yeah.
Parents won't ever allow it. You know why? You're going to drive your kid around? Imagine having to schlep something.
You can't wait till they get it. I mean, insurances. God. I remember when our stepdaughter became driving age, lived in the house. You know, insurance automatically goes up. Whether you have a license or not, the insurance company says, well, there you go, another driver.
You are kidding me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they can drive, whether they have a driver's license or not, you know.
I got to get rid of all those kids in my house.
Yeah. You think you're getting a deduction.
Got to untie them. Get it out.
Okay, Mr. Castro.
Let him go.
Which I meant from Ohio. Remember Juan Castro? Remember that guy?
Yeah, he killed himself in jail.
Yeah.
Before
he already hung himself, right?
Yep.
He died. I don't have the women around. Well, I can't take it.
Well, they said he was well hung.
Yeah. And I don't know. Let's call this our last story of the day. Woman dies after drinking toxic tea from herbal remedy shop.
Oh,
you're
shit.
Kidding me.
Yeah. Here goes that holistic, you know, trust me, you don't need to go to the doctor. I got something that'll take care of you.
I got my own special blend.
This will get rid of all the pain.
Newts and bat wing.
Rat poison.
Bat wing.
So what the fuck happened?
Woman dies after drinking toxic tea from herbal remedy shop.
Oh, my God.
A woman has died after drinking herbal tea, sought in San Francisco's Chinatown. One of two people sickened by the baneful brew.
That's where that big chicken came from, too. That Chinese big chicken. They probably use the feathers from the same chicken.
Fucking chicken feed.
Right.
Zhu Ping Zai, 56, of San Francisco, died at a hospital in the city Saturday, San Francisco Chronicle reported, just over a week after city health officials warned consumers against buying the tea leaves at the Sung Wing Wo Trading Company at 1105 Grant Avenue. In separate incidents, Zai and a man in his 30s became critically ill within an hour of drinking the tea.
Oh, my God.
Made from the leaves containing aconite.
1 hour.
A deadly poison. Oh, is that what I put in there? Aconite? Supplied by the same herbalist, both victims became weak and suffered abnormal heart rhythms that required resuscitation. Much like if you do too much of an 8-ball.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Aconite is a plant-based toxin, was later found in lab tests of the patients and provided tea samples. City health officials said all three of these two people and the poor guy in the Brazilian video.
Yeah.
They're all having a cup of that tea.
47 shots.
Bobby, there's no. I'm not going to bother with that. The city's So don't, you know, you got a little bit. Sometimes ancient Chinese secret isn't that great of an idea.
Right.
Ancient Chinese secret will kill you right away.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, man. That's, people are so stupid to just, you know, these sheep followers.
Right.
You know,
I've seen my wife's family do certain things. Like if they're like achy and stuff, they get like a quarter.
Yeah.
And they do that scraping technique where it leaves those, like it opens up the skin and you know, that kind of, it looks like you've been whipped.
It works.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm not trying that shit. You know what I mean?
Jesus. It's, you know, they have some wild shit that the Asians.
What's that?
They do. The Asians. I mean, just acupuncture. Think about it.
I love acupuncture.
I've never done it. It's scary. I don't want somebody I don't know sticking needles in me.
Well, listen,
I
did. You don't go to some Tom McCann shoe store to get acupuncture. You know, always go to an Asian doctor. Don't go to like, you know, some of these people like, oh, I went to a school and, you know, no, I don't need that.
Right.
But I, like when I was fighting, I had a rotator cuff tear. And I was like, it's the most painful, you know, like, you can't.
I had some.
Went and got it. Mm-hmm. And
how the fuck does that work?
It's a nerve block.
What they do is you go into certain nerves, like let's say the needle goes in there and it just blows it up. Like it, and what that does, it's like the gate theory. You ever hear the gate theory?
Yeah.
Like
of
if you get pain, you rub your elbow, you got more pleasure sensors. And that's why you rub, it feels a little better because the pleasure sensors are outnumbering the pain sensors. And so in a sense, it's almost like that, you know.
Yeah, you guys do.
Every time I bump my elbow, I just pull out my penis.
Yes,
and go to town.
There's my elbow. My pleasure sensors will take over now.
This episode has been very cock heavy. From Peter.
I cut my.
Yeah, we talk about that big chicken.
The big chicken.
The 20-pound chicken. Right.
20-pound cock. Chicken,
yeah, 20-pound cock that came flying out of that, you
that
know,
was
hole.
A lay down. That was a lay down of a joke, man. You're talking about a rooster and a thing.
Yeah.
Pick on me. It's okay.
Listen, anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Oh, let's do another. Let's record another show. Let's go for three more.
Should we record another show, Magic 8 Ball?
Ask the 8 Ball. I don't think we got time.
Most likely. Let's do it.
Okay, Peter. Anyway, by the way, we will have a show tomorrow. Grant Lyon will be in the studios, comedian. Jen Hellman will be back in the studios with us as well.
Nice.
By the way, don't forget, Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tabellino's this Wednesday night. I'll be your host along with special guests Jen Hellman and Brian Golowacki from Boston. My buddy's going to be doing a spot. Feature Darius Culpepper and our headliner, Grant Lyon.
That's a great show.
Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois, opening for Uncle Lair. Very funny comic. Been around a long time. Chicago. Homegrown boy. He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to eat some Chicago deep dish pizza.
That sounds delicious.
Right?
That'll be good for you.
Yeah, it would be.
Fuck it, just eat it.
Listen, I'm not going to eat a whole pie, Peter.
Go to a steakhouse.
I'm going to have a slice. I'm going to go to a steakhouse. I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm not going to eat deep dish pizza.
You better.
At least a day.
You need
to. At least one day of deep dish pizza.
The whole day?
Listen, let me tell you, and I'm going to give these guys a plug, by the way. Sicilian Oven in Coral Springs. Now, if you want a pizza, the chicken Reggiano pizza, it's like basically, you know, marinara sauce and, you know, nice, and then mozzarella, of course, and some shaved Parmesan.
Right.
And then they got pieces of chicken, chicken cutlet, like chicken parm.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know what I mean? And then,
sounds delicious.
It's unbelievable.
You're making me hungry here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get another pizza.
No pasta?
No, I don't eat. I try not to get pasta. I'm, like even white rice, I'm not eating. You know,
the pizza does much better for you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I only had it one day. I didn't have 4 days of pizza. Okay.
Well, but
okay, we all can't be blessed with like your metabolism.
Listen, I wish I could eat.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I wish I could eat more. Believe me.
Listen,
wish I could be.
Thanks.
Wear big boy pants.
Yeah, I wish you could. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow us, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. For all my dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
And Peter?
Don't follow me at all.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light.
waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beaming light hit the ground. Yeah.